Defending liberty 1 hour at a time and broadcasting from the RWB Network studios in New York. This is the Rhino Report. Always right.
Let's get ready to rumble!
We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
She got chunked. You are very rude.
We are going to make America great again.
And now, here's your host, the Rhino.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Hello, hello, hello. I am the Rhino, and this is my report. Today, Monday, July 25th. 2016, and we're coming to you from the RWB Network Studios in New York and live on CRN Digital Talk Radio. I hope you guys had a great weekend. I tried to watch as little politics this weekend as possible. It becomes a burnout scenario after a while. You have like the 12 months leading up to the primaries, and the primaries, the caucuses, the time in between the end of the primaries to the conventions. You have the convention. I mean, there's like a serious burnout. People are getting tired of this stuff. But, you know, you can't avoid it. You can't avoid it. I tried to watch the Hall of Fame ceremonies there. Mike Piazza, of course, a former New York Met getting into Hall of Fame. That was fun to watch. It's been a big week for New Yorkers. Big week. You have Mike Piazza in the Hall of Fame. You got Donald Trump, the Republican nominee. I don't know. It's not often that I say I'm awfully proud to be a New Yorker, but this week did it. And of course, you have the DNC this coming week, which, Hillary's not really a New Yorker, but I guess she kind of is. All right, let's get to today's headlines. When all is said and done this November, something tells me that the last thing Hillary Clinton is going to want to hear is the word email. Also, Bernie voters have left their parents' basements. They've lathered on the SPF 100 to brave the natural sunlight as they march on Philadelphia this week. And Donald Trump sees a huge post-convention bounce in his poll numbers. But the same expert pollsters who were wrong from the beginning are all over mainstream media warning viewers that the numbers aren't real. We'll break them down today. All that, plus Hillary Clinton pulls out the victim card this weekend on 60 Minutes, and Tim Kaine is about as exciting as whole wheat toast. Finally, one Obama is ready to make America great again. We'll talk about that. All that, plus your daily dose of common sense you can only find here on the Rhino Report. But first, let's kick the show off. Let's kick the week off the same way we always do, with a salute to our country, with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I'm still a little annoyed that the RNC didn't ask me to come say the Pledge of Allegiance one day. I know they have veterans and decorated people. I get that. But we do it every day on the show here. Every single day. Why not do it at the RNC convention? All right. Guys, remember to check out rhinoreport.com. Rhinoreport.com. New articles. We're looking for more writers, too. We have about 3 steady ones now. If you want to write for the show, send me your article, Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at rwbnetwork.com. We'll get it published. Big shout out to those of you on K98Talk.com. At 11 p.m. Eastern tonight, so you're about 9 hours ahead of the curve as we speak right now. And a big shout out to everyone listening right now live on Red Nation Rising Radio. If you missed this broadcast on CRN, you can always catch it on CRN Channel 5 at 6 p.m. Eastern. And check out all the old episodes. If you missed last week, you want to get caught up, find those episodes on iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, and iHeartRadio. You want to check out hashtag RememberDallas. You want to check out hashtag TheConsciousVote. And you definitely want to check out hashtag FamilyFeud. So you can find out why I think the Clintons are a home renovation company. We have a lot to get to today, guys. Hang in there. Little break. We'll be back in a minute here on the Rhino Report.
Experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury. If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
All right, guys, welcome back to the show here at Quick 60, and we're off. You know, with all this talk about conventions and nominees and emails, a lot of things start to kind of get swept under the rug. We start forgetting about certain things. And while we've heard Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton speak about refugees, it's been a big issue. We've heard about it when it comes to terror attacks in Germany and across the world. The numbers are in. They're still coming here. And it's not they're coming here in the future. They're coming here now. Now, with 10 weeks to go until the end of the fiscal year, the Obama administration has already let in two-thirds of the refugees it promised it would let in, 10,000 by September 30th. As of Monday, 1,515 Syrian refugees have come into this country since July began. Okay, so as of today, 6,726 since the fiscal year began on October 1st of 2015. This is all according to State Department numbers. So as of July, right, the beginning of July, 1,501 of the people who have come into this country were Sunni. That's 99%. And 3 were Christian. 0.19%. The other 11 were other factions of Muslim. Of the total so far, from when the fiscal year began until right now, 6,726 total Syrian refugees. Of that number, 98.4% were Sunni, and only 0.3% were Christian. That's it. That's it. The remaining 1.1% were other people described as Muslim or Shia Muslim or no religion or other religion. But it gets worse. It gets worse. To hit the number of 10,000 by September 30th, the administration will have to let in an average of 1,597 more each month, August and September, to hit that number. All right? Of the 1,515 Syrian refugees admitted since the beginning of July, 363, which is 23.9%, were men, ages 14 to 50. 21.2% are women. So we're letting in more men than women. We thought this was women and children, right? We gotta save the women and children. They can't be in the middle of a civil war. Their lives are at stake. Well, more men are coming in. 51.7% are children aged 14 and up. 371 were boys, 413 were girls. That is just July. Of the 6,726 that have come in since the fiscal year began, 24.6%, that's 1,661, are men aged 14 to 50, while only 22.8% are women. Again, why are more men coming into this country than women? Stay home and fight your civil war. Be a man. Pick up arms, take up arms, and fight for your country. We already know that ISIS has said they will infiltrate this population. The majority of the infiltrators will be men. Why are we letting in more men? 48.1% are children under 14. Made up of 1,658 boys and 1,582 girls. So more boys, more men, less women, less girls. We all heard the reasons why we have to let them in. The largest groups of refugees since this began have gone to Michigan, California, Arizona, Texas, Pennsylvania, Illinois, New York, Florida, North Carolina, and the Buckeye State, Ohio. That's where they're going. That's where they're going. Little surprise with Arizona. They were told they had to take them. The rest of these, blue states. North Carolina swing, Ohio swing, Illinois, New York, of course, blue. Texas, red. Why they're taking them, I have no idea. It must be because they're being told to take them. Now, the president says, don't worry. We are vetting these people. Not a problem. So somehow we can properly screen people who have no credentials. No credentials whatsoever. We can properly screen them, but there's just no good screening process for someone who lives here who wants to buy a gun. No good screening process. But Syrians? Pockets full of sand? Nothing to come with? Yeah, perfectly fine. We can screen them, no problem. Even FBI Director James Comey has said, we can only query against that which we have collected. You know what that means? If you have nothing, we can't vet it. That's what that means. That's politi-speak. Hillary Clinton, she says, well, of course we know where her stance is on it. Last year, she said, we're facing the worst refugee crisis since the end of World War II, and I think the United States has to do more. I would like to see us move what is a good start with 10,000 to 65,000 and begin immediately to put into place the mechanisms for vetting the people that we would take in. So we want to increase that number. We've heard the percentage, right? 550%. That's how much she wants to increase this population coming to this country. Now, Donald Trump has a whole different idea, right? He says, let's make a safe space in Syria in their country. Some people think that's cruel. Now, I ask you, would you want to leave this country if things got bad? Would you want to leave, or would you want a safe space here where you're comfortable, where you speak the language? I don't think these people really want to leave. Dr. Ben Carson hit on that a little bit because he took a trip to the Middle East during the primaries. It may not have been the best move for him, but he did it anyway. And it was to educate himself about what the feeling is over there. Do they want to come here? Now, he said, and of course, this is part of his narrative, I understand that, that they don't want to come here. But that just makes a lot of sense. Would you want to leave where you're comfortable? First of all, you could never get me to leave where I am. I'll leave when I'm good and ready to leave. But we're picking them up when we're pushing them over here. No one even asked them if they wanted to come here. Donald Trump says this is a bigger, better version of the legendary Trojan horse. The burden is on Hillary Clinton to tell us why she believes immigration from these dangerous countries should be increased without any effective system to screen who we are bringing in. Now, lines like that do very well because they make sense. This wasn't one of his things where he says, you know what, get them all out of here. We don't want them here. He just says, why does she think this is reasonable? She fancies herself a reasonable person, yet this is an unreasonable thing to want. The FBI director said we can't screen them. Everyone has said we probably can't screen them, yet they want to keep them coming here. Well, we all know the real reason. The reason is votes. That's what it all boils down to. They see a state here like Arizona. Now, Arizona is a state the Democrats had their eye on. It's going to go red this year. I'm fairly confident of that. But they did have their eye on it because of now the Mexican population that's coming into Arizona. So yeah, we'll water down that a little bit. Maybe, do they think Michigan's in trouble? Do they think it's in trouble? I don't know. The polls in Michigan aren't looking that good. I have a poll I want to share with you about Michigan. But some of these states are a little odd. Going to Texas, now Pennsylvania swing state. We'll put a few more there. We'll get some more votes there. Another 421 votes in Illinois. No problem. This is a big issue, and it's getting buried by the fact that we're so worried about Debbie Wasserman Schmuck and the rest of these knuckleheads that we're not paying attention to what's actually happening in front of us. We'll get into more of the DNC and some emails when we get back here on the Rhino Report.
Experience a luxury boutique hotel escape in the heart of Laguna Beach, California, with the finest art gallery, shopping, dining, and nightlife just steps from your door. the heart of Laguna Beach, the edge of the sea. It's the Inn at Laguna Beach. Enjoy our comfortable rooms, blending the style of a timeless beach bungalow with the modern comforts of today. 70 newly appointed guest rooms and suites await you at the Inn at Laguna Beach. Then, relax at the rooftop bar, where you'll indulge in breathtaking views of the ocean. For dining, you'll find libations and local cuisine on the California coastline, including dining at the legendary Las Brisas, a Southern California landmark. The Inn at Laguna Beach, footsteps from room to village to sea, located in the heart of Laguna Beach. The Inn is within walking distance of all that Laguna Beach has to offer. No car required. The Inn at Laguna Beach, 211 North Coast Highway in Laguna Beach, California. Call 800-544-4479 or visit innatlagunabeach.com.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop in to Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
Here's an important announcement for prescription drug users. If you take Synthroid, Lipitor, Crestor, Nexium, or any other expensive prescription medication, we guarantee you're paying too much. A new program is now making these important drugs available at a fraction of the local pharmacy price. For example, 100 milligram Synthroid in your local pharmacy is about a dollar a pill. The exact same medication is about 30 cents a pill. You can save up to 70% on most of the top 200 drugs prescribed by U.S. physicians. Call right now and see if you qualify to get this special offer of a three-month supply of most of the top-selling prescription drugs for less than $100, plus shipping and handling. Call right now toll-free and start saving on medication for you and your family. Call now. 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
All right, welcome back to the show. We're talking about Syrians. We're talking about the DNC. We're talking about Bernie Sanders. I have an Obama here that wants to vote for Donald Trump. We got a lot to get to today. You know, so my issue with the Syrian thing is that it's become a talking point. That's all it is. Donald Trump says she wants to let in more. She's kind of not responding to it. But the problem is it's sleight of hand. It's what's happening right now. Now, news media wants you to look over here. Pay no attention to the woman behind the server. They want you to look over here. It's sleight of hand. It's happening right now as we're just talking about it. Donald Trump needs to change the message to not this is what she wants to do, but this is what she's okay with, because that's what the president is doing now. He needs to change the message. Voters are telling you they're not happy with the way the country is going. You need to make that connection so people understand that what is happening now behind the scenes is what Hillary Clinton is okay with. He did a very good job in his speech at the RNC, and I pointed this out on last week's show, of not saying, well, she wants to do this, and I want to do this. That's what every single presidential election comes down to, which each candidate has a vision, right? What their vision is. She wants to do this. I want to do this. He didn't do that. It was very subtle, but he said, she did this, and I want to do this. Very different, but very subtle. So he needs to take that same thing and just turn it into this also and say, this is what's going on. You can say she wants to increase it by 550%. That means nothing if people don't know that it's actually happening now. You have to make it tangible. It's not tangible just being a number. We're so used to hearing big numbers, trillions and billions and hundreds of millions. We hear these numbers every day. You have to make it tangible for people. Hopefully Manafort recognizes this and puts Donald on that path. Because this is a serious, serious issue. All right, let's talk about the DNC that's kicking off this week. That should be a whole lot of fun, right? I mean, not really. Not really. So, Chairwoman Debbie Wasserman Schmutz, she's going to be out. She's going to resign at the end. You know, why they're letting her even go through this, it's like parading someone down the streets before you hang them. Just let her resign now, as far as I'm concerned. And if she just left and wasn't there, the Bernie people probably wouldn't be going as nuts. They might just say, all right, you know what, they took care of it. But she's going to make some announcements. She'll be on the stage a little bit. She's not making a speech, but she will introduce people. Of course, all this is boiling down from what we saw last Thursday with WikiLeaks. Love WikiLeaks. I love WikiLeaks. They're awesome. Julian Assange is like my hero. We saw the DNC was colluding with the Hillary camp to make sure Bernie didn't win. That's the nuts and bolts of it. I could read you 20,000 emails. I just boiled it down to that. Because that's what happened. And Bernie voters are livid. Livid. They are as livid as Trump supporters would be had he gotten subverted at the convention. They're mad. Here's a guy they believed in. Now, I get it. I get the passion. Bernie's a movement guy. And they are mad. If you thought they weren't going to turn out for Hillary before, we saw in polls, poll after poll, showed 60% of Bernie voters were not supportive of Hillary Clinton. This is after she got the endorsement from Bernie. 75% of voters said it made no difference. So she wasn't getting a whole big chunk of it to begin with. Now, nothing. Nothing. How could you be an ardent Bernie supporter knowing your party screwed you and now vote for Hillary? Getting rid of Debbie Wasserman Schultz isn't going to fix this. She was gone anyway. Despite what mainstream media wants to say, what she wants to say, she was gone anyway. She's in danger of losing her election. That's first and foremost for her. Down there, I think it's Broward County in Florida. They're mad. They're mad. And you know what? Tonight, we are going to be graced by a speech from Bernie Sanders, along with Pocahontas. She'll be there too, yelling and screaming. She annoys me because she can get away saying whatever she wants, and mainstream media gives her a pass. Gives her a pass. Totally defamatory. There's no truth in anything she says. It's all opinion. She gets a pass every day of the week. But Bernie is the interesting one. What's he going to say tonight? What's he going to say? Is he going to still support Hillary? I don't know. If he has a hair on his butt, he'll get up there and he'll denounce the whole thing. He'll rescind his endorsement right in front of the DNC. That's what he should do. I don't know if he will. I don't know if Bernie is a man of value like that. This is bigger. This Ted Cruz is nothing compared to this. The Ted Cruz speech, nothing. Nothing compared to this. But they're outside. The Bernie supporters are outside. They're behind fences because Democrats hate fences. They keep people out, but they don't, but they do. You can't trust anything they say. We'll be back in a minute.
Is your business paying too much for your water? Pure Water Technology provides the world's best fully monitored, self-cleaning, bottle-less water purification coolers for your employee drinking water. That's right, I said bottle-less. Because Pure Water Technology can provide you and your employees with a much healthier and cost-efficient alternative than what you're currently using. And we provide free trials. Pure Water Technology has technology unlike any other company, and you can save an average office over 6,000 gallons of water annually. So you can do your part for our California drought, save water, at the same time have happier, healthier employees. We use new reverse osmosis technology. It's available only through Pure Water Technology. No one else has this system. And we save water too. Log on to ditchthebottle.com or call 888-790-7873 for free information and your free trial. 888-790-7873. Call now.
Attention, this important consumer alert is brought to you by CBC Funding. Hey, did you know it's possible to receive upfront money from your structured settlement, annuity, or pending lawsuit? It's true. If you are receiving a structured settlement spread out over time and you want a lump sum amount delivered immediately, then you need to call CBC Funding. With your cash today, you can pay off credit card debt, pay medical bills, fund your education, or improve your home. You don't need to wait. Structured settlements are commonly used to resolve personal injury lawsuits. Annuities, they're designed to spread payments out over 10 or 20 years. For many of you in need of money today, this simply does not work. If you have a structured settlement and you want cash now, call CBC Settlement Funding. Here's the number. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
This is Larry Minetti for Herpanicin, the acne medication that really works from the inside out. If you suffer from skin problems, Herpanicin is the most unique and effective formula on the market. It cleans your skin from the inside out and gets rid of all kinds of acne and blemishes on your back, neck, and your face. It works so well, you can look and feel like a movie star. Herpanicin, a natural supplement created by Dr. Wayne Diamond. You take a pill, and that's it. I've been on these supplements, and they really work, folks. Don't be afraid to look in the mirror ever again. Get Herpanicin today. Call 888-467-4200. That's 888-467-4200. Herpanicin, it really works. 888-467-4200. Tell them Larry Minetti told you to call and look and feel like $1 million with Herpanicin. Call 888-467-4200.
All right, welcome back to the Rhino Report. We're about 26 to the top of the hour here in this hazy, hot, and humid New York. I know everywhere, the whole country, it's hot. Nobody likes it. Everyone wants winter back. Maybe that's just me. I don't know. I guess last week I made the case, and I've been making the case for a couple of months now, that I believe New York is in play. And we saw the polls last week suggest that. A Q poll from New York suggests that New York is in play. Whether you choose to read it that way or not, the numbers are the numbers. Now, I wonder if Bernie getting slighted like this, and these emails coming out, the DNC leak, hashtag DNC leak, I wonder if that puts New York even more in play, and California even. Both areas have a tremendous number of Bernie Sanders supporters. Now, do they flock to Donald Trump? I don't think so. Fox News is telling you they're all going to vote for Donald Trump. I believe there will be a handful that will. We've seen up to 60% will not vote for Hillary. Does that 60% of Bernie support, so you're talking somewhere around 10 million voters, 8 million voters in that area, do they go to Donald Trump? I don't know. I hope so. I do. I think they have some similarities. Well, really just on the trade. A populist when it comes to the economy. Maybe some people can find some common ground there. But if it wasn't the DNC leak that prompted them to perhaps vote for Donald Trump, do you think maybe it was Hillary Clinton picking Tim Kaine as her VP running mate there? I mean, if there is one person on this planet who is less interesting than Mike Pence, it's Tim Kaine. That's a fact. The guy is about as exciting as whole wheat toast. There's nothing exciting about him. And you just proved Donald Trump's point that it's the us versus them, the outside the beltway versus the inside the beltway. A governor, a senator, a mayor, lifelong politician from Virginia, is now going to be on the ticket with a lifelong politician in Hillary Clinton. I mean, you proved Donald Trump's point for him. They can't make any right steps. The Democrats don't make any steps in the right direction. They survive right now based on the fact that there's a certain amount of people out there who will vote for Hillary Clinton because she is a woman. That's what they are surviving on right now. That and people who vehemently, vehemently dislike Donald Trump for some reason, whether it's because of the news they're hearing, the propagandized mainstream media, nightly news that refuses to play any kind of nice clips about Donald Trump. Is that it? I don't know. But they have no ideas, nothing. Oh, they want this? Okay, we're for that too. There's no good ideas. But Tim Kaine was a slap in the face to Bernie voters. Big slap in the face. Now, at least Mike Pence was sort of an olive branch to the Never Trumpers, to the Cruz supporters. That was sort of an olive branch. You couldn't have Ted Cruz himself, so you went out and you got the next best thing in their opinion. Tim Kaine? I can't say it enough. This is terrible for them. Absolutely terrible. This is their Dan Quayle. That's what this is. It's an atrocious pick for them. I don't know what they thought. Cory Booker would have been a better pick. Now, I don't like Cory Booker. I think he has his head in the clouds. He's completely unrealistic. Former mayor of Newark, New Jersey, a city on the rise. Well, rising crime rate, that is. But at least he has some charisma. Vilsack, that would have been another stupid pick for her. But the problem with them is they don't have anybody up and coming. There's nobody in the ranks. They have suppressed everybody to make sure Hillary got her coronation. Literally, by hook or crook. Literally. So, Tim Kaine. Enjoy, guys. Don't snort that Clinton cane. Don't snort it. Not good for you. All right, what else we got? Oh, she was on 60 Minutes last night. The victim card is out in full force. She was saddened that people were chanting, lock her up. Well, you know how you avoid that? You know how you avoid people saying to lock you up? Don't commit a crime. That's how you avoid it. Very, very avoidable. She thinks that she's the one unifying the Republican Party. Well, is there something she won't take credit for? Is there anything? Ah, unbelievable. Tim Kaine was in this interview with her. I mean, he's a backdrop. That's what he is. He's a green screen, he's a backdrop, whatever you want to call him. There's nothing exciting about her. What else? She says, people are very willing to say things about me, to make accusations about me that are, well, I don't get upset about them anymore, but they're very regrettable. Regrettable to who? That sentence makes no sense. Who are they regrettable to? You? Do you regret what you did and that's why they're calling you this? Or you think they should regret calling you that? The FBI director read a 14-minute indictment on you. And then said, well, if she's Hillary Clinton, we can't press charges. Come on, that would be silly. She's totally out of touch, but she's playing the victim card. This comes first. First comes the victim card. People are mean to her. She says she doesn't say anything bad about Donald Trump. No? $100 million in attack ads to this point? You're not even the nominee yet? Unbelievable. It's amazing what you can tell yourself to make yourself think you're not wrong. She says nothing bad about him. She doesn't understand where all the anger comes from. Totally out of touch. Totally out of touch. All right, let's see. Okay, we got the DNC. We got the Bernie people. They're chanting lock her up too. They're chanting Hillary for prison. But there's a fence around the convention hall in Philadelphia, so they can't get in. And if they do, they opened a prison to put them in. Let's see. We got tonight. We have at the DNC, if you want to watch it. If you don't want to watch it, I don't blame you. Now, I got some poll numbers here that show us that a lot of Democrats did watch the RNC convention. I don't think you'll see the same thing the other way around. We have tonight Carla Ortiz. She's the daughter of a couple of parents that are here. They're undocumented. They're here. And her mother will be on the stage with her. So maybe they should just arrest her. She's here. Oh, I'm sorry. Philadelphia is a sanctuary city. I'm sorry. We can't do that. Pocahontas will be speaking tonight, yelling and screaming, probably louder than Rudy Giuliani, but much less intelligible. And then we have Bernie Sanders. He'll be speaking tonight. We talked about that. Hopefully he rescinds his endorsement. He won't because he's not that big of a man. And then we have First Lady Michelle Obama. She'll be speaking tonight. Now, rumor has it, she will be cribbing Melania Trump's speech. That's just the rumor. I don't know. Who cares what any of these people have to say? I certainly don't. But it makes for good radio. It makes for good fodder. And we have more to talk about, guys. Hang in there here on the Rhino Report. Back in 2 minutes.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante in Fullerton, California for authentic family-style Italian dinners. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's and celebrate your party or event in one of our festive banquet rooms. Angelo's and Vinci's, Fullerton, California, 550 North Harbor Boulevard. Named the Orange County Hot List Top 5 Italian Restaurant for 7 years in a row. And a Top 10 Pizza Restaurant by Gale, featuring traditional and award-winning pizzas. Offering Sunday champagne brunch from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., just $16.95. Choose from over 20 items plus create your own personal omelet. Delicious lunches, including our express lunch buffet, $8.95 with over 15 items, and dinner 7 days a week. Getting married? Angelo's and Vinci's won this year's Wedding Wire Couples Choice Award. You can talk to our experienced staff of wedding coordinators. We treat you as guests at your own wedding reception. It's all at Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
All right, welcome back to this Monday edition of the Rhino Report. Now, we need like a six-hour segment if we're going to do polls. I mean, I could read these polls and give you all sorts of numbers and percentages. We just don't have that kind of time. Don't have that kind of time. All right, this is a LA Times USC poll. This has Trump leading 45 to Clinton's 41. This is a tracking poll. So they have like 3,000 people that they ask the same question to every single morning. That's a tracking poll. The Morning Consult poll has Trump ahead of Hillary by 4 points, 44 to 40. They're saying that this comes from the bump. Everyone's saying it's the convention bump. I don't know. Maybe yes, maybe no. What you're going to see a bump in is what they're showing here. 85% of Republicans in this new poll by the Morning Consult would vote for Trump. That's good support among your own party. You want to be in an 80 to 85 to even 90 if you could area. He had 79 before. That would be a little high. We haven't seen Trump consistently around that 79-80 number of party support yet. This is the poll that everyone in mainstream media is apologizing for right now. Everybody. This is the CNN poll. All right? Lots of goodies in here. Lots of goodies. Now, you have Trump and Hillary head-to-head. Trump with a 48 to 45 point advantage, that's 3 points. And when you add in the law firm of Johnson and Stein, he has a 44 to 39 advantage, that's 5 points for those of you keeping track on the TI-85. Let's see, this is a 6 point jump, 6 point convention jump for Donald Trump. It's the highest since the 2000 convention, in which we saw George W. Bush get an 8 point advantage there. And Al Gore got an 8 point jump there too. So now CNN is apologizing for this poll. Yep, they're apologizing right here in the poll. They say national polls don't have a large enough sample to accurately reflect. That's what they're saying in the poll. Have you ever seen them apologize for a poll where Hillary Clinton was winning? No, they don't do that. They're apologizing here. This is his best showing, Trump's best showing in the CNN ORC poll since September. Pre-convention, independents were split 34 for Clinton to 31 for Trump. Okay, that's how they were split. Clinton had a 3-point advantage in this poll among independents. After the convention, 46 for Trump, 28 to Clinton. 28. Wow. That's a big jump. Big jump. Let's see. Trump expanded lead over white voters that do not hold a college degree from 51-31 pre-convention to 62-23. Big jump there. Favorability ratings going up for Trump. He was at 39 pre-convention, 46 now. And double-digit leads over Clinton when it comes to the economy and terrorism. So people are starting to see that maybe when it comes to the economy, somebody that has created jobs before might actually be the better one here. Like he said, he signs the front of checks. Hillary Clinton has only signed the back of checks. That was a great line. I still love that line from that speech. Let's see. 52% of people think Trump is running for president for the good of the country. Only 44% think that about Hillary. Wow, that's pretty good. That's a good number. This is the first time I'm seeing these numbers, too. So I'm reading them with you. Honest and trustworthy for Trump went from 38 pre-convention to 43 now. Would be proud to have him as president also jumped. And people that think he's in touch with ordinary Americans in their daily lives, 46% say yes, and that's higher than the 37% he had before the convention. Let's see, they think he will unite the party. That's a good thing. Favorability ratings for Trump's wife Melania climbed from 27% pre-convention to 43% post-convention. That's because she got attacked. She got attacked by the Obama bulldogs. Obama and Debbie Wasserman Schmutz and Hillary, they all attacked her, and people go, oh, you can't attack Melania. So she got almost doubled. Favorability rating for Mike Pence was 26% pre-convention, 39% after, because no one knows who he is still. Cruz was the big loser. 60% of Republicans had a positive view of Ted Cruz pre-convention. Only 33% have a positive view of Ted Cruz now. That's a big loser. This was taken July 22nd to 24th, 1,001 adults, 882 registered voters. So that's your CNN ORC poll that mainstream media is apologizing for. We're so sorry Trump is in the lead. We're so sorry. Even CNN apologizes in the poll. Not reflective. So their own poll isn't reflective. CBS poll, we're kind of all locked up here. Trump by one. And then when you add in the law firm Johnson & Stein, he's still up by one. There's some consistency there. This is what concerns me in this poll for Hillary. 94% of people have made up their mind of Hillary voters, of Democrats. So 94%, and she still trails. 90% of Trump voters have made up their minds. So he has a little wiggle room, not much. She has almost no wiggle room. That would be the concerning number to me in this poll. She's maxing out. Donald Trump's unfavorables are down to 53% in this poll. It was 54 last week. Hillary Clinton's unfavorables are up. She was 54 last week, 56 this week. Republican Party, will it stay united or will it divide? Or will it stay divided or unite? I can read, I promise. 73% think we're still divided but could unite. Lots of good stuff in this poll. Are you glad that Hillary Clinton named Tim Kaine as her running mate? No one's happy. No one here in this poll is happy. You know who's happy? Republicans. They're happy in this poll. Democrats are not happy. Not happy at all. Mike Pence, a little warmer reception. The numbers are the numbers. I'm just paraphrasing now for you. Lots of cool stuff. Hey, guys, I want to finish up this poll, and I want to talk about one more, and then I want to talk about an Obama who's voting for Donald Trump. You don't want to miss that. Stay tuned here on the Rhino Report. So you've missed the healthcare deadline and don't have any form of healthcare? Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like myself, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll at any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. Do it today.
Money is a big part of our lives, you know that. Each of us spends, saves, and invests money, but money is changing. Global currency changes are shifting trade like never before, transforming the dollar and impacting every asset we own. The U.S. dollar is now at risk. Swiss America's new 2016 World Money Report outlines what this means for your money and your retirement accounts. And the report is absolutely free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221.
Money is now made and lost faster than at any other time in history. Winning and losing often depends on what you know and when you know it.
Call now, 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221.
Free 2016 World Money Report today.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef. Broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at rootschris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
All right, welcome back to this last segment of today's Monday edition of the Rhino Report. I want to talk one more thing about this the CBS poll, because this is very interesting. Did you watch the RNC convention? 69% of Democrats watched it, 31% did not. You will not see a number that high for Republicans when it comes to the DNC. Now, is part of that because they're not sure? Is part of that because the number one cable news network that everyone watches is Fox News and they covered the whole thing? I don't know. But you will not see 69% of Republicans watching the Democrat National Convention. Not going to happen. This poll, let's see, 313 registered Republicans, 361 registered Democrats. So they're still banking. They're still banking on 15% more Democrats showing up to the polls than Republicans, and they have 444 independents in this poll as well. When they weighted, those are the unweighted numbers. When they weighted out, they're banking on way more than 15% Democrats showing up. So, again, grain of salt. Let's see, Gravis. Gravis does an interesting poll. They do a poll where it's just a random poll. They call a random 3,462 registered voters across the country. It's machine dialed. This was done from July 21st to July 22nd. Margin of error 1.7%. Seems awfully low to me. 95% confidence level. This shows Donald Trump with a 2-point lead, 51-49. So outside of the margin of error, but very, very close. Just interesting that they just have a random dialer and not picking and choosing how many Democrats and how many Republicans to show you in their sampling. So, interesting there with the lead, Donald Trump. Good weekend for him. This poll, This poll, I got to tell you about really quickly. This is a Mitchell Research and Communication poll. This is for Michigan. Michigan is starting to see some of the state polls come out. This shows Clinton with a 40-34 lead. Only 6 points. Only 6 points for Clinton. Now, Obama won Michigan by 9 points in 2012, and he won it by 16 points in 2008. So here we go. Another swing state, or used to be swing state anyway, that she's polling lower than the president even finished in. They say they have a margin of error of plus or minus 4%, which is interesting when you have 27% undecided. How can your margin of error be 4%? And this poll was 600 voters conducted July 5th to July 7th and July 11th. So it's almost 3 weeks old. This was embargoed until Friday afternoon. 3 weeks old, plus or minus 4% with 27% undecided. Trump leads white voters. Clinton leads everything else. I mean, if you want to hear the numbers here, Clinton 20% with women in Michigan. Trump leads by men. Let's see that. A 5-point lead there with men. I'm sorry, 9 points with men. Clinton leads in Detroit and the Detroit Tri-County area, wherever that is, pretty heavy. Trump leads the rest of the state. So Clinton leads Detroit and Detroit Metro. Trump leads the rest of the state. But this poll is 3 weeks old. Why would they embargo it for 3 weeks? Unbelievable. But remember, plus or minus 4% with 27% undecided. That's what you get. So there is one Obama in the Obama family that is going to vote for Donald Trump. Malik Obama. He's the oldest of the Obama brothers. He's a half-brother of President Barack Hussein Obama. He says he wants to make America great again. He has a deep disappointment as a lifelong Democrat. Deeply disappointed in the way the party is going. He wants to switch to the party of Lincoln, he says. The party of Lincoln. Oh, boy. Now, yeah, it's this guy, he's a Kenyan, but he's registered to vote in this country. He's got maybe 3 or 12 wives, so maybe we don't, you know, totally love his idea here. But still, it's an Obama that wants to vote for Donald Trump. Let's see, this guy had a foundation that was off the books in Virginia. He says his brother never helped him when he ran for governor in Kenya. He doesn't like his brother. They don't like each other. Well, not much to like about President Barack Hussein. Oh, guys, that's it for today. Hope you had a great time. Big thank you to all those serving our country at home and abroad, and a huge thank you to those in the law enforcement community. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for all your hard work. We all depend on you. God bless all of you. God bless all of your families. And until tomorrow, I'm the Rhino, and I'm out.